Well, next we have Florence calling from Reno, Nevada, and she's listening to us on station KFIA also. Florence, what is your question tonight?
Yes, I don't want to sound greedy.
That's okay. Speak up a little bit, Florence.
I wonder how I can pray for some money.
Well, you know, that's not a greedy question. There's a lot of people out there that are strapped financially. And
I'm in a terrible, terrible bind, like, and
Can I tell you a story in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
2 Kings chapter 4 is a story of a woman who is in great financial distress. As a matter of fact, so much so, and this is 2 Kings chapter 4, you can read verses 1 through 7, so much so that the creditor was coming to take her children as collateral, as slaves. She brought the problem to Elisha the prophet, and incidentally, the word Elisha is very similar to the word Jesus. The way you say Jesus in Hebrew is Yeshua, which is Yahweh is Savior. The way you say Elisha was Elshua. It's very similar name to Jesus. So he's like a type of Christ. And here this woman brings her financial crisis to Elisha, which is like us bringing our financial problems to Jesus. You know what he said? He said, "What shall I do for you? What do you have in the house?" In other words, he said, "Look, I'll help you, but not until you make good use of what you do have." She said, "Well, I've liquidated everything. All we have left is a little jar of oil." He said, "Okay, make the most of what you do have, and I will bless and work a miracle for you. Be faithful with that little jar of oil, and I will multiply it so that you can pay your own debt." And that's what he did. She borrowed a bunch of empty vessels from all of her friends and neighbors and came inside and shut the door, and she and her boys began to pour the oil from this little vial, and it filled up all the big ones until every vial in the house that had been empty is now full of this precious golden olive oil. Then she said, "Now what do I do?" And Elisha said, "Sell it and pay your debt." And she had more than enough money to pay the debt and plenty to live on. So he directed her to make good use of the resources already within her reach. So you might be praying, Florence, instead of saying, "Lord, let me win the lottery," you might be saying, "Lord, help me know what I can do with what I have to be faithful." I was visiting with a friend today as we sat down leisurely together, and he was talking about how little by little, through faithful management, he is cutting away at his debt, and they're going to be debt-free soon, but he's having to deny himself things. If you've got a great financial debt, you might start by paying it off something, $1 a week, something, and until you nibble away. And if you're faithful with a little, God will bless you with more. That's a Bible principle. And then you know what else we can do? Are you there, Florence?
Yes.
Can I pray with you?
Yes.
Prayer is a very powerful thing, okay? I'm going to pray God's going to give you wisdom. Father in heaven, as we pause now on this broadcast, I know Florence represents the minds of many people who are listening right now. There's a lot of financial distress in this country, and because of all the merchandise and all the encouragement to spend and to buy things on credit, a lot of people are struggling financially. Lord, I pray that you'll bless Florence and give her wisdom. Help her to know what she should do. Most of all, give her peace in her heart and help her to know that if you feed the sparrows and if you clothe the grass, that you will take care of her needs, that she should trust you and seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all the other things will be taken care of. So bless her with wisdom and give her peace in her heart and help her to know that she can walk on Golden Street someday if she's faithful now. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
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 Thank you, Florence, and I hope that's of some help to you. Incidentally, Amazing Facts has a study guide, and it's called Worldwide Embezzlement. If you're still listening, you might want to call 800-835-6747 and ask for that free lesson, Worldwide Embezzlement. And there are some principles in there that will really bless you financially. God bless.